Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymous. Welcome to another episode of Unleashed for September 2018. Today, I got my fellow fans here, or my fellow fellows. They are Mike Malarcy. How you doing, Mike?
What's up, everybody? I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, is it wrong to say, did I see you go on a trip?
I did. I just got back last night, actually. So yeah. I'm totally ready for
this. Are you obligated or restrained from saying where you went?
No, just New York City. New York City, saw some Broadway stuff.
Yeah. New York some- City. That's what I thought. I thought I saw you
New
check.
York City.
Yeah. New York City.
So how was
I'm
the
trying
pace?
To convince my family to move.
How's the pace there?
I love it. Oh my! I seriously
a little
I
play
love
on
it.
Play on words there.
It's so really
great. So great.
Okay, introduce me, Tom. Let's get this over with.
Yeah. And this other guy, Mr. Randy Rusnak. How are you, Mr. Randy?
Hello. I went to Wisconsin, but I didn't go to. Yeah.
That's
just
pretty good too.
Did you get some cheese?
Yeah, string cheese. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. Yeah, we're glad to see you back, Mike, and hi, everybody. We have so much to cover, and boy, do we have some accolades to iOS 12. Wow.
Just everything. I mean, my gosh. You know, every year, September is like the month, like Christmas time for everyone, just to see what's going on, but not just the products themselves, but also the iOS drops and along with everything else. So let's just dive right in now that the you guys have some time to digest. Did you guys listen to the Apple keynote when they went over the hardware?
Mm-hmm.
You did? How about you, Mike?
I did not intentionally.
Oh, God bless you.
I was testing how I like actually listening to like all their presented stuff versus just reading about everything after the fact without all the glitz and glam and presentation stuff. Oh, it's not as fun. It's not as fun to not watch it live. They make it seem way cooler.
Oh my gosh. I mean, was it just me, Randy, or was it like 80% video and commercials and 20% talk?
Yes, but a lot of people have varying opinions on the way that I listen to material. Not me personally, but the way one listens to material. Well, maybe it's me. I don't know. I listened on Twit, TWIT. I always do.
Yeah, I've probably done that like 5 or 6 different times.
Oh, yeah. Ever since it came out on Twit, I really enjoy it. And it's not because I like the snide remarks, but I feel, because well, I hate snide remarks, you know, they give such a great verbal take on what is being brought up. Now, take away the snideness. It's like listening to descriptive video for Apple, in my opinion.
Yeah, documentary. You know, you had like a little,
yep,
kind of like a director cut.
Oh, yeah.
Commentary.
I loved it.
I've never done that. I mean, this time you talk about it. It's so not like Apple. I actually listened to it through my Echo, so that way I can listen to it.
Oh, how did you do that?
I just Bluetooth my phone into it and just...
Oh, I gotcha.
And then just listen to it. But, you know, it was a very, very interesting. They do a great job sucking you in, don't they? You know, like me, I'm just like an Apple fanboy, just drooling and panting, and they're just sucking me in. It's like, yeah. I will now resell your car to you. You know, they could just rebuy my own car. They did a great job of doing that.
Yeah, that's why I didn't this time, because I wanted to get the experience of what it's like without the propaganda, because I find myself doing that too. Like, you're right, I do need to spend $1,500 on a phone.
Well, first of all, I was on the treadmill, and I thought, because I always do that, I always get on the treadmill and listen to the guys on Twit, and I thought to myself, I won't be sucked in, just like you guys, I won't be sucked in. Apple Watch is the first one out of the gate, and I've got a Series 3, and I said, I won't be sucked in, on the treadmill, and all of a sudden, look at this beautiful watch, it alerts you when you fall down. I started laughing, because I was thinking of that 1980s commercial, I am falling. And I can't get up. And this woman has got her foot in the air laying in the bathtub.
You know, I am so with you, Randy. When they first started and they just dive right into the Apple Watch, that, my friend, if there was one thing that I truly, truly enjoyed out of the whole keynote was the Apple Watch. But now I will kind of recap just a little bit. I'm not going to go into details because you probably heard a million different episodes about this. But, you know, we weren't too far off. We did find out that they named the the 10S Max. Woo! So no more Plus.
Mm-hmm.
So what you guys think of when you, I mean, obviously we got a little taste of it, but what was your initial thought for you and why the Watch 4 was like, oh my gosh.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mike. What's your thoughts on it?
You know, I just got this one like not that long ago.
And?
And like the screen size thing obviously isn't like a major deal to me. I think I'm good. Like it sounds great. If I didn't have one, I'd be all over it. But I'm pretty satisfied, to be totally honest with you.
I kind of figured you would say that. Just because I didn't see a lot of factor in there that would, if I had a Series 3 and I was trying to think what would wow me to 4, and I tell you, but, and I will, let me ask Randy, were you wowed by the watch?
Yes, I want it.
You want it too? What was compelling enough that you would want to jump on S3 to S4?
The different placements with the mic and the speaker is larger, better for me. That would be better voiceover support. I'm traveling out a lot these days. I'm in a vehicle a lot, either that or I'm showing students something, and you know, I actually have to be like right near their ear and going, "Hey, listen to this," you know. And I would just like a little bit of that extra voiceover support, maybe to push a little bit over the edge. And I have to say that my balance is really good. I'm not imbalanced, unbalanced. Well, never mind. Let's leave that there. I don't, you know, at this point, I'm very good on my feet. I don't, you want to see me tap dance?
Yeah.
Okay. Just, you know, that part, although it's really cool, doesn't interest me that much. There's the whole heart thing, which is coming. It's not here yet, but it's coming. You know, the EKG thing. I may never use it, but, you know, who knows? So it's a few of those things, especially the mic and the speaker. I don't care if there's an extra little the side button is more flush. I don't think I'd care that much. Mm-hmm. The haptic feedback for the winder would be kind of interesting, but the crown. I think I'd really enjoy having it. And besides, right now I can get good trade-in value. I think first and foremost, I get my watch is in great shape, and I just got an email that they'll give you $250 trade-in value. And honestly, wow. My watch is still never not paid for yet. I think I've made like 10 payments on it at $17 a month.
That's just more money than I thought that they would offer. I'm kind of surprised.
Well, you see why I'm thinking about it?
It is tempting. They know their business. They're like, hey, you know that, right?
Where you are financially and in where stays. You know, I am coming from a Series 1, and I can just already tell this is going to be night and day. And I said it before last year, the Series 3 was finally the watch that was, I thought, should have been released from day one. It was finally the sell, but this year just made it even more compelling. I mean, my gosh, I'm very much like you, because the problem I have with my one of the biggest fear why I have not bought a watch all these years until recently was because I'm not sure if I would be able to hear it well enough, because I am hearing impaired.
Mm-hmm.
And it is difficult to hear in different situations, so I have to have that watch up to my ear to be able before I can hear things. Unless I'm in a very quiet room, then I can hear it. But this having a 50% louder audio, that was huge for me, because that way I could hear it better. And not only that, but the fact that it went 64-bit, oh my gosh, I was thinking, this is got to be like night and day to Series 1.
Do you want me to send you that article that I got on email to
see what the trade-in?
Yeah.
Probably diddly with on the Series 1, but it's okay. I probably pass it along to my family member, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy the other stuff. Yes, 35%. You know, we got that one wrong, or at least I did. I thought it would be a 15%, at least what everybody was talking about. And 35%. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes.
Well, if I might make a short plug, coming up on Main Menu on ACB, we're going to perform a demonstration of the number 4 in great detail with Paul Hendrickson. He's got the 4, and he loves his. And you guys that are listening to this, you're welcome to come over and listen to the presentation. And I think you'll find it great.
Do you guys have AirPods?
I do not.
I don't either.
See, that would help. I mean, it's probably cheaper to just get another watch at this point. But like this whole trip of mine, I have this leather jacket that I was wearing, and just the end of the leather would tap my watch. If I had the headphones in, even just one, like it would be on my phone. But as soon as the watch wakes up, it immediately transfers my watch audio to my headphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had the whole trip, had my watch turned down to like 5% on the volume. But as soon as I touch it, it'd pop over to the headphone. You could hear it perfectly fine.
That's true. But
I can never get it to go back to my phone.
Since the fact I wear hearing aids, I can't use the AirPods like could be. And so, but still, the fall detection, the little different health aspect to it, but it's really the speed and the sound that has me compelling. Now, I'm not going to go out and probably get one now because I did take the leap for the phone, which will be coming up next, but I can only do one thing at a time financially wise, but right. I will try to ask for Christmas or my birthday and see if that works. I would love to have one, but I hear that it is really difficult to find a Series 4 watch. It is really difficult. All the stores are like sold out.
Do you guys think they do that on purpose?
Do what on purpose?
Like not make as much as they pretty sure they're going to need. Because the same thing happened with the headphones. The AirPods were like 6 weeks out for months and months and months. Is it really like, I don't think there's probably even an answer. I just wonder if there really is supply chain issues or if it's...
No, I think they weren't expecting this high demand. I really don't. Since the big thing, you know, the big release was the Series 3 last year, and that was like huge. I mean, that was like the watch finally everybody wanted. And I think that nobody really wants to take the jump from 3 to 4. So, no, I didn't think that they were expecting that. They said that a lot of places said it was higher than they expected.
That's always a fun surprise. Like, huh, we didn't think anybody was going to like this, but...
Well, I don't think it's like that, because they came out of the gate with the watch. Here's this beautiful, stunning watch, and it's like, oh my gosh. Boy.
Well, can you imagine the keynote where he walks out and goes, "Eh, I mean, it's fine, it's a little bit better." But honestly, guys, I don't even know if I'd buy this. But
you already got the leather jacket, so you don't need it. You're cool just with that leather jacket.
Yeah, it's a little bit cool. But honestly, if I go into the store and feel it, because I didn't want an Apple Watch when they first came out, but I went to the store and started messing with it.
Oh, yeah.
And when I think I'm pretty sure I left with one, but I went in like, these are dumb. I'm never going to get one of these.
No, so honestly, I think it was unexpected. I don't think they were anticipating. I think what they were really anticipating is the XR being the key device, but that's not true. As we dive into the actual phones now, I don't know if you guys are interested in upgrading, but if you were, what was the three, what did you like and what you didn't like about the three phones?
I think I'm actually pretty close for an upgrade. I need to double check. So
you're on the iPhone 7, right?
Yeah.
Ah, you're ready to go. But we had that conversation last month, a 7 Plus to a 10S Max.
Yeah. So that's the thing, like, I'm pretty sure I'm close, but after reading about all these phones, the XR for like $400 cheaper does everything that I would need. So like, I'm kind of, I want to read a whole lot more about it and obviously wait till people have them and are putting them through the paces and stuff. But
so you're thinking about the 10R then?
Yeah.
I guess that's interesting. Because
I just don't know if I need
like a face ID and all that.
Yeah. I just don't know if I need it all, you know?
But do you have the 7 Plus for the battery or for the size?
The battery.
That makes sense because now they said the 10R and the 10S Max. I got to keep thinking this straight.
I know, it's so messy.
They have the same life. It's 25 hours of time.
Yeah. That's the only reason I bought the Plus in the first place was for the battery. I hated it for a long time. Like now I'm just so used to it that it is what it is. But I, for a very long time, did not like the size. It's too big.
Oh.
But I love the battery.
What about you, Mr. Randy?
I have the 8. Mm-hmm. I've been watching a lot of YouTube stuff. I almost feel that I'm going to wait another cycle because there isn't that much compelling for me to jump. I would rather have the watch right now.
I totally agree with you. There's a lot of people listen to this, and I'm sure a lot of people in your boat that are coming from an 8.
It's starting to sink.
Or for the 10, for that matter, is that do we upgrade? And it's like, I don't think there's enough. But
now here's you. You have jumped.
Okay. I have jumped. And you know, there's a number of reasons. Okay. One, I'm on a plan where I pay every month for the same thing. iPhone Forever plan. So I get it anyway, and it doesn't cost me any extra. That's if I went with a 10R. So I've been doing a lot of this, just kind of a lot of research in between the 10R and the 10S. And I tell you, there's a lot more difference than people realize. And so I went ahead with the 10S. The reason is manifold here. So let me go through with it. So I go on vacation quite a bit, and we go down to Florida, and it rains all the time. So we are wet all the time.
Oh, here we go. Yep.
And so the IP68 has a better waterproofing on the 10S than the 10R does. So the waterproofing was good, but it wasn't the main factor. There's a couple other things. The antenna, which a lot of people didn't know, and you'll find in the show notes, the antenna on the 10S and the 10S Max are way better than the 10R. And even though it has the same innards, it has the same Intel 1 gigabit chip, but you will not get that same response because it's just the design. I don't want to go into details, but you have more antenna on these than you will on the 10R. And because of that, I was like, And I'm kind of glad I did get the 10S because, believe it or not, I did see about a 50% jump in speed-wise on my Wi-Fi and about 75% data speed faster on my cell.
Wow, really?
Yes, and that is because I'm on Sprint, and they take advantage of the new 600 megahertz bandwidth, which if you know how the bandwidth works, the 600 megabits is much lower frequency, and so it goes in distance and is stronger than the higher gigahertz unless you're sitting on top of those towers. Better antenna was a big deal. I thought the processor, I researching the processor real hard, and I was disappointed to find that the 10R, the processor, yes, they all got the same A12 Bionic, but they're not all the same speed. And that's a misconception a lot of media and Apple like to do on you. So the benchmark on the 10Rs I've seen is less. It's faster, yes. Don't get me wrong. It is faster, but it's not as fast as last year's 10 model. And I was surprised. I was like, oh my gosh, the 10 model last year is faster than the 10R this year. Where the 10S obviously is, I think it was like 10 to 15% faster than last year when it comes to speed. And so I took that consideration. I'm not a aluminum fan. The 10R has an aluminum where we always have stainless steel, and that kind of turned me off. I love the bright colors and stuff, but I was really worried about the scratch factor and the bend factor. I know the aluminums are a lot stronger these days, but I was really worried about that. And then lastly, because I like the new, my wireless charging is a godsend. I love my wireless charging, and it has a faster wireless charging on the 10S and 10Rs, all of them actually on that one. And plus, here's a big bomb that just dropped on me. Because I go with Sprint, I had a promotional deal that they took $200 off the price of a 10S plus another $50 on top of that, which made the same price as I would have bought for the 10R. So that was a done deal.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, you just made my mind right there. So I did get the 10S. It's different. You guys haven't taken that leap yet. Oh my gosh, this edge-to-edge stuff. It's really cool. It's just very different. And no home button. Oh, I have mixed feelings on the no home button. Yeah. It's a learning curve. It's going to be a learning curve for everybody. And my first thought was, as a trainer, I train a lot of people with phones and iPads. Oh, this is going to be a nightmare for me because a lot of people I deal with have a very difficult time just performing the gestures already.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've talked about this before, you and I.
Yeah, and I think for majority of us that it will take some time, but you know, after I've had it for X number of days, that it's becoming more second nature and I'm able to do it. I still think it was way easier to have a button just to push than having to, I mean, I have to swipe to the top, go to the haptic, go down twice and get to the notification center. Then I go to the bottom, go to the haptic and swipe up once to go to back to home. And that just takes, I don't know. I don't think it's more steps, but it sure feels like it's more steps. It definitely gives you.
You just have to pay attention so much more. They need to just have like a circle gesture, like one finger, you spin it counterclockwise for the home screen, you spin it clockwise for something else. Like it'd be so easy to implement into some other kind of simple gesture. Like mm-hmm. that slide up from the bottom thing is, like you said, I'm sure once you do it enough, you get used to it. But I played with my wife's phone and it does that. And it took me forever just to get the stupid thing unlocked. I just couldn't get it. And I know that's just me, but it's a hard transition.
Yeah. Randy and I talked about this. There are going to be people that are going to have a very difficult time using that. We were surprised that pretty soon we probably have no buttons. They're going to be all gestures.
Well, whether you like it or not, I mean, whether this conversation, it really needs to happen, but it's moot at the same point.
Yeah. Yep. You know, it's coming. It's coming for all of us, and especially for you two when you guys go next year, if you do decide, or even this year for Mike. That's the first thing you're going to notice. It takes a while to get used to not hitting that home button. And the other weird thing is I always repeatedly try to hit my power button to think that it's going to power it down, and Siri comes up. I don't understand. I was like, oh my gosh, they even changed that.
Yeah, how do you turn it off these days? This is just for me. I'm sure most people know, but.
No, I asked this before, Mike.
Yeah, I don't even
use a down arrow plus the sleep wake button. Now, I'm sure there's another step, but that's how I shut it down. And be very careful when you do that because the emergency call is right there.
Oh, wait a minute. How does that work? Because we were on. Like last month, we were on vacation, and my wife managed to call 911 somehow. Doing that, whatever you're talking about, and they called back like, "Is there an emergency?"
It's exactly what happened to me. I was just I was too quick with my finger. I heard it says shut down page, and I double tap, and it says calling emergency call 911.
And you can't stop it. Oh. You can't. And it's going. Pop, pop,
yep.
Pop. And I'm, and right away I'm thinking, my pacemaker's stopping.
So now if you hold down the sleep wake button, it goes to Siri. And if you press it twice, that gives you the Apple Pay, and the 3 click on it is VoiceOver.
Interesting.
Yeah. See, it's just little things I didn't think about researching in advance too much. But anyhow, I don't want to be the dead horse on it, but I end up getting a 10s. I absolutely love it now. I love it. I can put that thing on not on charge overnight, and it will only drain so much less than it had been. I calculated it to be 1% every hour that's not on the charger. So if you're not using it and you get notification on a regular basis, it only go down 1%. So if it was 100% when I went to bed, when I wake up 8 hours later, it was at like 92%.
You might have converted me.
That alone was huge because before I'd be so mad because I forget to put it on a charger and it dropped like 30-some percent. I was like, yeah. Oh, God.
Maybe I spend a lot more time in bed than you do.
All right. Well, it'll be just 88%, okay? Mm-hmm. Or 84%. but the point is I wanted to make this the reasons why I went with it. Money was the biggest factor in that help, but everything else was just kind of a research, and I hope it helps other people, but it is quite a bit of difference. You are paying for what you get. I mean, obviously you're paying $750 to $999 for those little differences to some people.
What size did you get?
I just got the regular 10S.
Oh, I mean, 64 hard storage size. Sorry.
I only got 64 gigabits because I don't need anything more than that. I used to get 128, and then I kept realizing I'm not using as much as I thought I would.
I've never gotten close to filling up mine. It's 128.
You guys saw that
500 whatever gig. I was like, good grief. Who does that?
You guys, Jonathan Mosen. Yes.
Like, that's so much stuff, though. I couldn't fill my life. It doesn't have 500 gigs of data to it.
Oh, my gosh. That's you can buy the 512 if you want. I know. I tell you.
So you guys use the device as a more of a streamer then?
I do. I've got unlimited data, so I download.
Same
stuff.
Here.
I mean, my gosh, you can still store a lot of photos and music on it on a 64 gig, unless you're talking way more than that. But no, I always have sufficient.
Maybe certain people do a lot of selfies, and that's all I'll say.
Oh man.
But, all right, so let me just ask one quick thing, and then we can move on. But
yeah,
how did you learn all these gestures that you were talking about? I mean, how did you get through it?
Great question. You know how I did it? Last year,
that's what I'm asking.
Mr. David Goodwin, the man that runs AppleVis, got a 10 last year, wrote a great piece, a blog about his experience with it. And Dave Nason did a couple of podcasts on a couple of the gestures and things. So, it's on the website from last year. I read through it. It just really didn't pertain to me. It just didn't set in because I didn't have that need. But now, so I just went back and read it.
Nice.
So that is for everybody to know. Now, because of the new key event, they decided to drop the 10. I was surprised. They're dropping the 10, so you cannot buy a 10 from Apple unless you can get it from a third party that's still trying to dwindle out their supplies or whatever they have left. And they also dropped the 6S, 6 Plus, and the big bombshell, the SE. You think they're going to drop the SE forever, you think?
I really think so. I think we're seeing it coming now because of the R series, because of the all the... The innards, like the FaceTime ID and all that stuff, it's never going to be the way it was again.
Yeah. I got it. I wish I had any glimpse of hope for those that love their SEs, because I know there's quite a few of you out there that love your SE and was hoping to hear the SE too. But, honestly, I have not heard anything, zero. So much, in fact, that Apple basically said that we got rid of the SE. Now the next budget phone choice is the iPhone 7. So they kind of went out of their way to emphasize that. So it's kind of like, I think the reality of SE 2 is gone.
Well, here's the thing with me and with you as well, I'm sure. And that is, we are seeing, they still want buttons. Now, having said that, I've often talked about this with other people, and the reason I'm searching for words is because I'd always, say, you guys, you're going to have to get over it. There's no home buttons anymore. There's just no buttons. You guys are going to have to find your way and do what it is. And you really are. You're going to have to figure out, and there are some people that just cannot work with buttons for whatever reason. They don't understand the concepts. They can't find them. They just cannot work for them. I have worked with 3 people in all the years that I've been training that just cannot get the concept. They can't. And can't is a very strong word, ladies and gentlemen, but some people cannot think abstractly. And let's face it, the environment worth working with touchscreens is very abstract. And though we may understand it, there are some people that just don't understand it and just will not understand it for whatever reason. They're not wired that way.
Yeah, well, that's what I had that mention about the 10Rs, is just that we're all going to Face ID and in the training aspect I was telling you about without the home button, but really with the SC, I think a lot of people, what they want out of it, Randy, is the small factor is what really people want, because I get it. The iPhone are getting bigger, bigger, and bigger, and bigger, and people just want a small phone. And unfortunately, I just don't think that's going to come.
Right.
So I was surprised that they discontinued the 10. They have always kept the older devices, but they just whacked the 10. That's the first time I think I can recall that they discontinued a very recent model of an iPhone. Now, watch. Yes, they've done that. They skipped the Series 2. They got rid of that last year, but I was surprised, and so you can't purchase a 10 from Apple anymore. But speaking of something, and this will be the last time I'm going to mention this, guys.
I don't even know what it is, and I think it's funny.
Oh, my God. No air power. What is the deal? Now it's gotten to the point where it's so bad that it's erased from everything on the website. Mm-hmm. There's no mention of air power, except for their people were saying it was in our user manual of our phone. It says air power. I was like, oh, my gosh. So once again, we didn't see any air power. But for all those that are interested in hearing the more details about the phone and stuff like that, we do have AppleViz. Dave Nason did a great podcast, extra podcast roundtable with the gang to talk about the keynote itself and more in depth of the phones. But I am pretty certain that we will get another keynote for next month that will bring out the iPad Pros and maybe a new sort of Mac revamp. I know a lot of people were talking about the MacBook Air and things like that. So, and the Mac Mini, we'll see. So next month, be sure to listen to this podcast plus check out AppleViz.
Now let's speculate. Let's speculate. But
you want to speculate?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I was going to anyway. Button or no button iPads?
No.
Hmm.
No button.
No buttons.
Agree.
I think that's pretty. That's pretty clear that the writing's on the wall. The iPad Pro will have strictly Face ID. Everything that we see with the 10 and 10s R's and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I wish they would do? Kind of a small tangent. They need to just redo their Apple stores where you can build your own iPhone, like at a when you're ordering a hamburger. They have all the pre-made ones, but then they have to build your own. And be like, no, I want this size. I want that chip in it. I do want a home button, and I want that camera. Like, they could just have all the bits there. And I know they'd have to change a ton, so it's completely improbable.
But can you imagine the inventory
for a company that makes phones? You just like you pick the specific pieces, and based off of like maybe the form factor or something like that, enables certain options, disables other options. You just build what you want, and then they send it.
You know what I wish? I wish that you would go to work for Apple.
That seems like a good idea. Like, I want a 5-inch phone. All right, sweet. You can't have these things. Mm-hmm. You have these options, and it'll estimate a price. You can pick what kind of, whether it's aluminum or pick all the, everything. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
Would be. I don't know. I guess I've got a. I don't know. I could think that is a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, that would be awful. I would hate to actually have to.
Oh my gosh.
But
Well, so you guys think they'll dump the headphones on the iPad Pro?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
And do you think we'll see any MacBook Air updates? That's kind of a really old model. And the iMac Mini, that which both of them are getting really dated.
I don't think so.
Nah, I think the Mini's gone.
You think the Mini's gone? Gone?
Yeah.
Wow.
Get rid of it.
That'll be a big blow. Hey,
watch this. Now mobs are coming after you and me now, Mike.
Thank God. I think a lot of people would be very disappointed to see that go. But,
I mean, a lot of people are sad to see the SEs go. I think
exactly.
Yeah. No. I don't think that Apple's, their business model is to not necessarily put out the cheapest thing they can make.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's never been that way.
No, Android's got phone jacks still, headphone jacks, and they've got buttons, but they're starting to disappear. What I'm speculating, and I don't know how we got off on this tangent, but this is all speculation on my part, but I'm thinking that we might see a C port on the on the iPads.
Hmm. It'll be interesting. There isn't a lot of news about these things, which, unlike the iPhone, it was just like everybody knew everything about it, but not this one. I mean, besides Face ID and the new headphone jack, that's pretty much a given, but everything else is up in the air. But I'm pretty positive. I mean, they have not made it official, but I'm pretty certain we will see an event for next month.
Mm-hmm.
However, so carrying on, the other big bomb, or I should say big drop for us, was the multiple updates are iOS 12, the Apple Watch OS 5, the TVs, the HomePod, even the Mojave. So there was a lot of updates that came across this month. And what was probably, and now have you both updated to iOS 12?
Yep.
I'm on iOS 9. I'm on the worst one of, no. Yeah. I updated, yes, right away. And it took me probably 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I did mine in the morning. It came out too. And it was super fast.
Did you guys both update to your watch OS 5?
Oh, yeah.
Mine told me I had to or I couldn't use it.
Really?
What?
Yeah. I don't know what version I was running before. That's how much I pay attention. But it was like, hey, you have to do this or you can't use it with iOS 12. So.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's way faster now. It's super snappy.
Well, that's crazy. Well, I updated right away, both of them. My watch took me quite a long time to update, probably about an hour.
Mm-hmm. It took me about an hour, too. Now, let me guess.
Yes.
Let me ask you guys, what did you guys like the most out of each?
Well, you know my preference with the watch, Tom, you know.
Well, Randy and I did our test with the walkie-talkie, and it was good. I'd be curious what your thought is on the walkie-talkie.
I think it really needs some work.
You love it when they roll something out, and you're like, I'm so excited for this. Then you use it, and you're like, ah.
No, it's not that. It's just that I think it just needs to be stable, and it needs to – I mean, between Tom and I, we could probably by that time shout across the countries like or just FaceTime or do something. It's just – not ready for prime time, I think. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very much so. Yeah.
It was iffy, and it's one of those that I like Randy said, I could have just gone to FaceTime audio with on the watch, which is fantastic on the watch, by the way. But it works when it does work, and it works all right when it does work. I do like that we can communicate back and forth. I just don't see an everyday use for it. So I was kind of, in some ways, I my final thought on it, I'm mixed on the walkie-talkie. Mm-hmm.
It'll get better. You know it will.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you could assign it to the button, like a button.
Oh, so yeah.
One particular person, so then no matter whether it's awake or asleep, no matter what you're doing, you just pull down the crown.
Tom, I know you're there. I know, Mike, you're there too.
Yeah, like, I know. I was just talking to you. I can see that it tells me that you're listening to this, so freaking respond.
It would have been cool to assign it to a button. That would have been awesome. A PPT button.
Exactly.
No, I get what you're saying. But, well, you guys, now I got to ask you guys now, how was it very surprising to see how stable and bug-free in some respect on the iOS 12?
I've only run into one bug so far, actually.
It's
been great. And that's just because I was bored and decided to reset my home screen layout. So ran into some bugs trying to rearrange everything, but not bad. That's the only thing that I've noticed, though.
Nothing major, you know?
Yeah, it's been nice.
I'm the happiest I've ever been with an update.
I love that they group the notifications now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That.
You guys like that?
And my battery life, I just cannot believe it now. And, you know, me, I'm always talking about batteries and battery life. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, you were telling me about how you saw, for you, you have seen a substantial difference, or at least a noticeable difference.
My battery life is incredible. I can go to sleep, awesome. And you guys know I spend a lot of time in bed, because I just talked about it. But, like, I could be at, like, 30%, and when I wake up, I'm at 23%, 24%. Now, that's... Mm-hmm. To me is amazing. But throughout the day, if I wake my device up at 7 a.m., I can go till 11 o'clock, and it's at like 11 p.m., and it's like 30%. That's just, for me, that's unheard of.
That's, you know, that's good to hear, because, you know, a lot of people are asking me, what kind of battery are you getting? Is there a lot of drainage? I said, no, really. It's pretty stable, and it's pretty consistent for everyone, and that's the best part. But I really like the group notification. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of my most favorite part of everything.
Yeah, that's like the immediate noticeable thing for me.
And how about the clear all notifications, guys? Isn't that wonderful?
That's always a plus to have a clear everything all at once. So this, you know, I've done a couple of podcasts on AppleBiz on that. Everything you want to know. Well, not everything, but most of the things you can find within the iOS 12. And plus, I did a little podcast on the Apple OS 5. So be sure to check those two out. And I appreciate the shout out by Robert Carter on his the Tech Doctor show. He implemented some of my findings on those new iOS. So give his podcast a listen too.
Always do.
So,
yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Robert Carter and Allison. So overall, the iOS 12 was amazing. It's probably the best major release I've ever seen, but I got to say, well, this was just more of a quality and fix time. So obviously we didn't come in with a lot of bugs in the beta to begin with. So next year probably isn't going to be the case at all.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see how these Siri shortcuts turn out.
I have been using it. I am liking it quite a bit. I am working on doing some podcasts on that. Hopefully
good.
Coming up soon. It can be very complex if you want to make it very complex, and it can be extremely easy. So it really varies a lot in difficulties. But I'm starting to find more use out of it. When I go to the movies or I go to church or whatever, I now say it's quiet time, and I tell Siri that, and she'll automatically turn off the airplane mode. Plus, she'll put do not disturb on because I have the chime going on. So even though the airplane mode is on, one less thing I have to do, hit the mute button and go to the control
center. Now that's cool.
And on top of that, I made it to where it, when I implement the command, it knows what locations I'm at. And so it'll automatically, as soon as I leave that location, everything gets turned back on. So do not disturb comes off.
Mine did that by accident. And I noticed it like, ooh, this is nice, because we had a reservation at an Italian restaurant. And I don't remember what I was looking at. I pulled my phone out to check, and it's like, hey, we noticed that you have this reservation from 7 to 9:30. I've gone ahead and turned on do not disturb mode. I'm like, oh, that's neat. Then when we left, it was shut back off. I'm like, oh,
wow.
I don't know how it did that. I don't know how to make it do that. But I guess it was because it was in the calendar that it had the reservation. But that's neat.
Yeah. So, yeah, these Siri shortcuts are really amazing if you have a need for it. So hopefully I'll put some good examples.
I'm going to use that one because I have the Grand Clock app, and I would like to set that for quiet time and a few other things, like if I'm at work, to do that. I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
so the app so I can use that with my kids.
I wish to. Yeah.
Yeah. My kids, it's quiet time.
It's quiet hour. Time. If they're doing anything like walking or whatever, they just like drop to the floor.
Yeah, yeah. That's when the HomePod Roomba comes out and just like knocks them down.
Oh my gosh. Also, a friendly reminder for all you iPhone 6 and 6S users out there still use that phone and you plan to keep it for a while. This is a great reminder to let you know, a friendly reminder that the replacement battery plan ends in December. Those that are unaware, there were some battery issues, a poor battery for those 6 and 6S. So if you have any kind of battery issues with your phone, for $29.95, you can get it replaced by Apple. So that is a cheap, cheap deal.
Yeah, do that.
If you're going to keep it, I would definitely take advantage of it before December. I mean, my gosh, you get essentially a brand new battery for $30. I mean, that's well worth it. If I was still holding on to those phones, I definitely would do it. So this is just a heads up for you guys. So you get out there and get your phone replaced so you don't forget about it. Otherwise, it'll go back up and I'm not sure what the typical price, but I thought it was 100 something.
Wow.
So, I feel like I've heard that number somewhere.
Yeah, I thought it was like $100 or something like that if you wait too long. So it's definitely a worthwhile. Maybe it's not that high, but it's definitely a lot cheaper than it was for sure. Check the show notes. There's an article about it that will take you to the site that will see if your phone is part of the replacement plan, okay? The other thing I want to make a note, and I was really shocked to see this, and I thought my iPhone was in this recall of the iPhone 8. It does not cover the 8 Plus, this particular bug or this problem with the iPhone 8. And I'm not sure if you guys knew about this, but they had a recall for models that were made between September of 2017 through March of 2018. And that's exactly when I got my phone. And apparently there's a logic board problem. So if you are having freeze up or even it's restarting on its own, plus even Apple says, even if it's not even doing that, if you qualify for it, you're able to take it down to the Apple store and they will replace it for free. And I would definitely take advantage of that. Again, if you plan to keep your iPhone 8 for some time, I think that'd be worth doing, because I can't imagine what the price is to replace a logic board. So I also left that in the show note in an article that you can key in your serial number, and I will show you if that phone was indeed made during those months. I was just thinking about you guys, but I know that Mike had an iPhone 7, but you, Randy, because I didn't know if you were still going to keep on to your 8.
Yeah, I think I am. I think at this time I am, unless, you know, something really unexpected happens. I don't mean failure. I mean, you know, with a good deal. I just don't see it. But I would say, well, I don't have any issues with my phones right now. But if I did, then I just hate to go through the hassle, you know. But I understand. I understand what you mean.
Can you guys think of any other recalls they've ever had on their phones?
You know, that surely they've had, but I can't, other than this battery replacement, no.
Yeah, I can't think of any either. I was sitting here while you guys were talking, like, have they ever had to actually, like, announce a recall before?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, you know, Randy's still right, though. It's the sucky part about the whole thing, get it replaced, is that you got to live without your phone. And Lord only knows how long that takes. Sometimes it doesn't take just a number of hours. It takes days.
And so they actually replace it? They don't just take it and say, all right, here's a new one?
No. To my understanding, they actually replace it.
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. So I get like Randy says, if it's not happening to me, I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
But you guys also remember, see, just like the battery replacement, it doesn't last forever. It's just because they mention it will expire at some point, I think.
It's probably worth checking to see if the phone falls in that range.
Yeah. So, yeah, check it out. Give that a whirl. And then AppleViz news, besides of all the different drops that we had on the keynotes and the iOS and all those things, you can check AppleViz about what bugs you can expect. And we have another extra roundtable to discuss about the different iOS and watchOS 5 features. But there's two new games that came this month of interest. I know you guys are not game users, but one of them is gaining traction. Now, the first one is called Frequency Missing. It is a really kind of unique game. It's not, a lot of people kind of like this game because there's no shooting up kind of deal. You have to solve some puzzles and you have to use a touch screen to find different objects on. It is in stereo. It is a really cool little game, and it's free, and anything free is great. But the biggest one that a lot of people are going game buster is Fear. F-E-E-R.
Can't find it.
And really? You can't find it? Wow. This game is a paid game. Apparently, my goodness, I watch the recommendation that people put on a app or whatever, but this, boy, howdy, I think it got 10 likes within a day, which is really fast. That is rare that it happens. So a lot of people are going crazy about it. It is a zombie kind of a shooting game, but it's, somebody was saying that is a totally different zombie kind of shooting game that you've ever seen. They really, really love this game.
I might get that because I like zombie stuff. Go ahead. Oh, you too? Well,
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. I went to the Apple store, put in the information, couldn't find it. And then, so I started looking on your site, clicked on the link for the game, and for me it said this game is no longer available in the App Store. So I don't know if it's been pulled, if it was just some particular moment that I had found this.
That is very interesting, Randy. I appreciate you making that. I will personally make sure that link still works by the time you hear this podcast. Okay. And make sure that it's still around. If it is, and it's just a link problem, I will correct that. But I what was able to get to it and purchase it.
It's called
it.
Fear, F-E-E-R.
Fear.
That's right, F-E-E-R, not F-E-A-R. And, it's all in, and I had a hard time searching for it myself.
And it's all in caps. And I thought, well, I wonder if that makes a difference. And I don't know. I can't find it. So.
So hopefully we'll get that resolved. And I will also put that in the show notes of the actual link to the app.
I want to kill zombies.
And then to finish up this podcast, I have two tips as usual, both related to iOS 12. I thought, well, what good time to give you some tips. The first tip is about the automatic software update feature. Now, this is not to be confused with the apps update. This is the actual iOS software update. Yes, this is now automatic and it's default to set to on. So if a new iOS comes out, it will automatically update it just like if you were to have the app update set to on. So a lot of people probably don't want that. And so this is going to be the feature how you turn this off. It's pretty easy. You just go to settings and go to general and you go to the software update, as you normally would go to find the software update. And within that page, you'll find the automatic update. You just double tap that and turn that one off.
If I left that alone, didn't touch it, will I be notified that it has been updated? Or will it just do it?
No, I think it will notify you that there's an update. And it's kind of like saying, do you want to install it now or later?
Okay, I'm just going to leave mine alone then.
Well, you know, some people have a really big issue about app being updated on there by themselves, which rightfully so, because you don't want it to break on you. But some people probably they want to find out first, or maybe people that are jailbroken phones that don't want. So they have those options to turn that off. So there are people out there that probably do want to turn that off. So I thought that
something
you should know about. And the last tip, which is talks about giving you better password advice when you go in to fill out an application on Safari. So what basically in iOS 12, they have this new autofill security thing. So in other words, when you go into a web page and let's just say you're signing up for a site for the first time and it asks for all your identification, your first name, last name, and all that. When you get down to the part where it says password, iOS will automatically know that it's a password field. And when you double tap on that password field to put in a new password, you're going to get a pop-up now. It says, use strong password or use my own password. And so this is something unique, and I want to make you aware of that. And if you use the strong password, it is really good. This is a nice way of kind of breaking you the habit of using the same password for each site you go to. And make sure, and this feature will only work if you have the keychain set to on. So if you want to take advantage of this, make sure you have the keychain set to on. So the next time you go to the password field, it will pop up that option and it will randomly generate some random password for you for that site. So don't worry about not knowing what the password is, because you can go in and see what the password was for that site, so you always have that on your iOS device because you have the key.
This will almost kill password managers then.
We're
pretty much. Pretty much the 1Password and LastPassword, all those guys, even though you do have APIs, you can turn that on to use that instead of the keychain. I can see a number of reasons why you would still keep that. If you keep other information other than website information, like Social Security or private information that 1Password does really great, you can store all this stuff. If you use that heavily, otherwise, if you're only interested in just the login, the username and password, the keychain is definitely awesome to try. It's a very basic elementary form of it, but it's great for what I want. I love about it, guys, is that when I got this new phone, I had to go to each and everything, Mail, Bard, NLS, all these guys to re-sign in. And that's the bum part about every time you get a new phone, you have to re-sign into everything. But now, making this keychain on, it will remember all this time. So the next time I have a new phone, it'll already be there because it's in the keychain. I'll just remember it. And I said, do you want to use this? What you're going to ask? Yep. And I don't have to remember what the
mine's on
was.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a very underused feature. And I think that now they put this up in front that you will, it'll be right in your face every time you go to a site to sign in. It's right there. I really highly recommend you guys turn on the keychain for that. So I thought those two tips would be very useful for you guys. Yep.
I have a tip.
Any other questions?
Really quick.
What's that, Mike?
That app link on Apple, this does work because I just clicked on it and it went right.
Weird. Okay.
Not
try it. Now go try to find it on your phone.
I tried that first, and I couldn't find it either.
I couldn't find it either. I had to go through the link.
Not in the App Store, at least. It pulled up some weird sniper.
I know. That's what I got, too. I thought, yes. See, do I want to go after snipers or zombies? So it worked for you. Okay, well, I'm going to have to try. Because when I tried it the first time, I tried it the second time, and I didn't get that message, but it wouldn't take me there. So maybe it's on the back end somewhere.
Probably.
Try it again. Maybe you had some internet connection problems something.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I had a glitch that day. App Store do go down from time to time, Lord forbid. But it does go down time to time, and it doesn't work at all. But I'm glad it works, and I'm glad that our users will be able to find it. And as Mike says, use the link in the show note or AppleViz site because it is extremely difficult to find.
So do me a favor, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, go kill some zombies today. That's right. Let's rid the world of them.
Well, you guys download it. Let me know what you think of it, and we'll talk about it. And, boy, we got a lot to cover here today,
yes,
didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We did. Well, once again, thank you so much, both of you, for coming on and kind of just discuss about the things that went on this month about the phones and the watch and the iOS and all these new cool games and whatnot. So next month ought to be interesting when we review the next keynote, if there is one, to talk about the iPad Pro and the different various Macs.
And if there's not, we'll talk about Amazon.
That's right. There was some pretty big stuff coming out of Amazon. I know that's non-Apple related, but my gosh, some great stuff came out of that one.
Until next time about it. We'll maybe talk about it then. But
excellent. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, next time on AppleViz Undressed.
All right.
AppleViz Undressed.
That's a new show.
Are we going to be on that one, Mike? Then okay.
I'm not in charge of hiring for that. That's in somebody else's department.
Well, here it comes, Dave. Oh, that's classic. I just have to leave that in. You know, it's just fantastic.
Well, good to have you back, Mike.
Yeah, it's really good to have you back, Mike.
Yeah, I'm always here with a really helpful insight.
Oh, man.
High quality. That's what I bring to the show.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, that is going to do for Unleash for September 2018. It was a pleasure having
you
guys on.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Coming on. for those that keep coming back for more casts and actually enjoy the Whitworth.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you guys if you're listening to stuff like this.
Thank you anyway, and I appreciate it. So my name is Thomas Thomville, also known as Not a Mouse. Until the next time, goodbye, guys.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.